the parade in Paris. Paris did not look much like a city at all after the Great Reckoning, obviously, as so much of it had been destroyed or repurposed for military use. The scene shows a city broken. It is being rebuilt. There are cranes everywhere, and even one or two completed new buildings. But there is still, at this stage, more loss than renewal. Paris is in the midst of the impossible task of civic resurrection. And along the streets, we can see a ramshackle, unofficial parade. Notice that the parade does not have floats, or balloons, or a marching band. It is simply made up of people walking. Ostensibly, this is about citizens who own nothing, celebrating at the end of the reckoning. They cannot afford music, nor decor, but a parade is simply a momentous movement of people through a town. It is easy to look at the gathering and see the optimistic determination of humankind. Look at the faces of those in the parade. Are they optimistic? Are you? But the triumph of humanity is not Tatiano's story here. Look again at the parade. It is made up of people, yes, but more specifically, what kind of people? Do you see each man and each woman? Do you see their uniforms, their vests, their stopping work to march? Perhaps it's a strike. But there's still plenty of other workers doing their jobs. Look closer. Do you see their children? It's a parade of families. There is no reason for them to be there. They're not protesting anything. They're not celebrating anything. Unless they're simply celebrating their own existence. Unless they're simply protesting the hardships contained within it. The painting is full of families. And the families are full of joy. And though they don't appear to realise it themselves, they're walking towards a future with no families in them at all. There are a lot of things Claudia could be saying here, of course. As it happens, I have a fairly strong opinion about this painting, although it's not one that I can support particularly well with evidence. I think the painting is a farewell. Claudia was not made to forget her parents and her siblings, as those of us born a few years later than her were. She had to leave them and relearn what they had taught her. She had to divest herself of her family loyalty and become part of a bigger world. But it turns out loyalty can linger in ways we don't expect.
Hi, Jeffrey Craner here. Thanks for listening to our final teaser for Season 2 of Within the Wires. Episode 1 of this 10-episode season begins next Tuesday, September 5th, and our donor-only prologue episode is now available to all those who made a one-time donation of $50 or more. This episode will remain for donors only for the entirety of this season, so if you want to support our show and listen to that exclusive episode, it's not too late. Just go over to withinthewires.com. And if you haven't already, rate and review Within the Wires on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you rate and review podcasts. And tell your friends about our immersive little show. And hey, you're a special person. It's sad to think of all the people who will never get to meet you.